your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting a lot of feedback back from the studio here. It's all right. That's why we do the live show. It's always fun. It's always entertaining. And live radio is where it's at. My name is Doug Owen. I am your host. You can join me live on my website dedicated to this show. It's blacklistedradio.com. I'm the senior editor of blacklistednews.com, from which we curate most of the stories that we use here on the show. Of course, it's interactive. And we'd love to hear from you. You can go to the website republicbroadcasting.org. Get yourself the telephone numbers there. You can text me directly through the show and 24/7 at 512-222-3067. And a big shout out to the ambassadors there, like the Psy Girl hanging out at blacklistedradio.com. We are jam-packed today. I've got a ton of stuff I want to get to. You know, of course, we have the Keith Lamont Scott shooting that took place in Charlotte. We have the mall shooting, not to mention some follow-ups from the NYC shooting. So a lot of violence, a lot of terror here at the forefront. And, of course, we have probably the biggest debate politically that will ever take place in human history, and that is the debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. You know, when Trump speaks, millions of Americans, people globally, take interest in what the Trumpster is saying. And, you know, of course, I doubt the moderation is going to be fair and unbiased. I imagine that Hillary Clinton will have the upper hand. They're going to get her a stool so she can stand up a little bit higher. Actually, Donald Trump's a pretty big man, and I guess they don't want her to seem to be towered over by Donald Trump. There's not going to be any coughing breaks. There's not going to be too many concessions for Hillary Clinton. Just more of the media sideshow. And, you know, I don't even think that in the case of public discourse, it's all that useful, considering that most people are pretty made up with the choice they have picked for the president of the United States. Jill Stein, Gary Johnson will not be present. If they are, it will be probably a protest. I think last year, or actually, I guess it was 4 years ago, Jill Stein was arrested at the presidential debates, trying to make her way to the stage. The show should be interesting. I mean, right now, Americans' trust in the news media has fallen to the lowest level in history. And funny enough, I report this each and every year. Each and every year, it seems that the trust that you out there have in the mainstream media being truthful and reporting facts is dwindling more and more and more. Anyway, a major pollster has some stark news, probably not shocking to most of you. Quote, Americans trust and confidence in mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly has dropped to its lowest level in Gallup polling history, with 32% saying they have a great deal or fair amount of trust in the media. I want to know who these people are. Are they on lithium? Are they just completely out of touch? Or are they just... I think that most people feel that aren't watching media. I used to be that guy that I always thought there was media. There was real news and journalists reporting that news on television until I started watching it in my early 20s. And that's when I had the revelation that most of the stuff that we're seeing on TV is complete crap and is guided and skewed to get people to buy in on an agenda. And I saw that really, I guess, for the first time in 2003, looking at the reporting towards the Iraq war. So anyway, one of the many wake-up moments for me. I'm glad people aren't nearly as gullible as they used to be. I mean, we used to have a lot of blind faith in media. And, I was looking back at journalist Walter Lippmann, pretty renowned media mogul. He was American writer, reporter, political commentator, famous for being among the first to introduce the concept of Cold War, coining the term stereotype in modern psychological meanings and critiquing media and democracy in his newspaper column and several books. He was a very interesting and influential commentator on mass culture, notable for not criticizing or rejecting mass culture entirely, but discussing how it could be worked by and with government licensed propaganda machines to keep democracy functioning. In his first book on the subject, Public Opinion, that was written in 1922, Lippmann said that mass man functioned as a bewildered herd who must be governed by a specialized class whose interests reached beyond the locality. The elite class of intellectuals and experts were to be a machinery of knowledge to circumvent the primary deficit of democracy, the impossible ideal of a omnicompetent citizen. This attitude was in line with contemporary capitalism and was only made stronger by greater consumption of news media. So Walter Lippmann, he won several Pulitzer prizes, kind of renowned as this media figure. And when you really start looking into Lippmann's past, he, along with, I would say, most political and media elites, has this very, very dim view of John Q. Public. And as foreign affairs, as the foreign policy becomes more and more complicated, especially here in the 21st century, these people, Chuck Todd, Lester Holt, many of the people that you see on your television have this kind of condemning view of John Q. Public and believe that it's just too complicated. Not even that they believe that you need to be deceived, but that most people can't comprehend the truth and are not smart enough to make decisions, because especially in their own benefit, because you're not up to speed on everything that's happening in the world. And how could you be, you stupid, simple people out there? How could you know? You're not in these meetings. Anyway, very influential, and one of the first people that you can find that was really prominently and openly part of the Council on Foreign Relations. Dun, 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 dun. So anyway, look into Walter Lippmann. When you think about media, the failure of media, we've had a lot of that. That's kind of where I go to, looking at the inception or the idea of creating perception reality, creating consensus reality for viewers. And that's why you should always be very, very skeptical of the media, because it is pushing a narrative. And apparently more people are understanding that. Now, if you've been watching what's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, I mean, there's definitely some interesting takeaways. One of which is that 70% of the people that are being arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina, protesting, are not actually from Charlotte, North Carolina. They're from out of state. And, well, I would venture to guess probably on the George Soros payroll. You know, those guys out there trying to create democracy, wink, wink. So you have kind of a faux anger that's happening. I mean, most people are, I think a lot of people do believe that the police are out of control. Many of them do believe that police are indiscriminately murdering black people intentionally. And the media has done everything it can to kind of hold this up. Media rushes to bury the key fact in Charlotte riots. Officer in the shooting is black. Headline on blacklistednews.com. I mean, it's important to note that the police officer that shot Mr. Scott, it's not a white guy, not an evil Republican, not part of the alt-right, not a 9/11 truther. He's a black man. And to cover that up, I mean, you're just not going to hear it on the television that, by the way, he was black. And I don't think that it matters. I don't think that him being black changed the situation and whether or not, you know, Scott had a gun, Keith Lamont had a weapon is, you know, the key question. I've watched the videos. His wife last night released the video that she had, the cell phone recording of the incident. And, you know, it really hit home for me. You know, this woman that's, you know, watching as she can do nothing as her husband is shot by the police. Notably, she did say that he had a TBI over and over again, a traumatic brain injury. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. I saw the video that came out. The police have now released it. The Charlotte police have released the body cam and car cam videos from the shooting pretty quickly, I might add. You know, there's always a lot of, you know, we want to see this now. We want complete transparency. And I understand why, you know, police departments sometimes are hesitant, because it's going to show, you know, from time to time, show you things that the public would not agree with, that would put the police in a bad light. And watching most of these videos, the one takeaway that I have come with is that you really don't see a lot. The guy is refusing to get out of his car. The police are banging on the windows. When he does get out of the car, he's got these bright blue pants. He's walking backwards. He may or may not have something in his hand. I'm not sure. The police are saying that they did have a weapon on site. And I guess my simple logic would say that, you know, most police officers probably don't want to have to kill somebody, only in that it's a lot of paperwork. It's not going to... It's just not a great way to end the day by shooting somebody. It is a high-profile case. Most of these people involved have to go on mandatory vacation. Not that that's a bad thing in some people's mind, but it just seems like it's a lot more hassle than what it's worth. I completely reject this notion that the police across this country are indiscriminately killing and intentionally killing people for entertainment. I think that that is another false media narrative. I do think that there are some horrendous things that are happening when it comes to civil asset forfeiture, you know, policing for profit, the school-to-prison pipeline. I mean, I'm highly critical of police and the job that they're doing, and I think that, you know, they're at the forefront with the engagement with the American population. So there's really not too many other groups that you want to be more critical of, and I am. But in this case, there's a lot of people that are very upset, and I think very little of it has to do with whether or not Keith Lamont Scott should have been shot, or whether or not he was a worthy target, or whether or not he was targeted by the police. You have a lot of people that I think are confused. I've talked about it before. They don't understand why they keep voting Democrat and they keep getting put back into this place of subjugation, a place where they don't see jobs, where the economy is not working for them, where they are not able to compete in the work market, whether it's because they've been, you know, engendered through social welfare programs, the destruction of family, all of these other, you know, very real issues that I think that, you know, we definitely need to work on as a country, specifically, you know, with systemic poverty. But yeah, I mention it all the time. When you get away from these cities, when you get into places where people do have higher incomes, you don't see the level of anger, and you don't have these negative race relations that you see in places like South Carolina, North Carolina, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, on and on. So, yeah, that's just one of the many media failures. Chuck Todd let his guest wrongly claim vast majority killed by police are black. Another controlled narrative to make it seem that this is race related. You go to most places where you have people that have money, you know, true middle class, what's left of it, you're not going to see the anger and the resentment, and you're just not going to see people being exploited nearly as much by police. They're just people where people aren't victims. You're not going to see the exploitation. And not to bang the drum about, you know, the white genocide that's happening in this country, because I think everyone, at least I believe, and I think most people that listen to the show understand, it's more about socioeconomics. It's more about poverty and people that are less educated, who have less, not just in this country, but here on planet Earth, are more likely to be victims or to be victimized or to victimize others. So, yeah, it's not true. More white people are shot. Unarmed white people are shot quite frequently. And you don't see all the hubbub about it. You don't see the white reaction. You don't see white lives matter. But that is a question that I posed this week. Do white lives matter? Looking at the video of the young man that was stripped naked and beaten by a mob, and he was probably protesting alongside some of these Black Lives Matter groups in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you have to ask yourself, what kind of people decide that, you know, that because they want to bring change and revolution to the streets of Charlotte, it's a good idea to strip and beat a white guy. Obviously, people that feel they, you know, probably have no remorse and just enjoy hurting other people, violent criminals looking for a reason to get out in the streets and steal stuff. Of course, the looting is never excusable. I mean, when you decide to go shopping and you're stealing TVs and shoes and other consumer goods, it never makes you seem like you are legitimate. That you're out there fighting for a legitimate cause. So, I mean, just one of the many glaring examples of why, you know, the people out there in the streets, I hear it a lot, you know, we shouldn't listen to them and we need to do. Yeah. I get it. But many of those people aren't there to try to bring attention to these victims. More of them are trying to create victims and enrich themselves. So that's a huge problem. Of course, the curfews, state of emergency, bringing in National Guard. It's pretty much standard operating procedure. Chuck Todd is this guy that really, really bothers me a lot. He's just one of the many that allow this narrative to continue. It's a false narrative, and I think it definitely needs to be confronted. We have to, you know, speak truth to power. And when you say that more black people are being shot and that police are systematically targeting and executing black people in this country, I mean, that's a hell of a statement. That is a hell of an accusation to levy. And It's done with almost no regard, without any countering. And, you know, not to say that black people aren't victimized in this country, but there's a lot of people that are victimized in this country. And for me, people will probably say it's racist. I do think that black lives matter, but I also think that everybody else's lives matter as well. You know, we're on to the autumn equinox. Ah, yes, it's starting to get cool out there. It's football weather. I'm excited about that. It's really nice to be able to get back outside and doing some things and kind of getting away from the television once again. I've been enjoying that a lot. I know that a lot of you out there living a more sustainable, I hate to use a term, but, you know, sustainable lifestyles. And we have lots of farmers, lots of homesteaders that listen to the show. So, yeah, guys, pretty excited. Just got our winter crops in the ground. So we will be enjoying that very soon. I'm going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more to get to. The mall shooting, what's happening in New York, and your phone calls. 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, if you think it's bad here, it could be in Puerto Rico. Blackout entered second day. Entire island was out of power. 3.5 million people in the dark for days. And you know what? I thought it was pretty interesting. I mean, there was a little chaos, but you think about 3.5 million people out of power, it could have been a lot worse. I wonder what it would be like if a place like Charlotte, North Carolina didn't have power for days upon days. I think it would turn into pure bedlam, pure mayhem. So anyway, just looking at that stuff, a lot to get into. You could be part of it, 800-313-9443. You can also join us on the website, blacklistedradio.com. So last week, the NYC shooting, New Jersey bombs, the NYC shooting had just happened. And we've gotten more about this chicken bomber. Of course, he has another past connection with the FBI, very similar to the crotch bomber. His father had told the FBI that his son was being radicalized. He took a mission to Pakistan to become, I guess, radicalized, to figure out how to wage jihad. He was on the radar and yet able to conduct terror attacks inside of the U.S. Interesting fact, there are more people in this country that have attacked the United States than in foreign countries. So when we talk about immigration, not that I'm, you know, really thrilled about bringing hundreds of thousands of people from war-torn nations into Texas, neither is Greg Abbott, our governor, and many other states are kind of rejecting this, and we're seeing a huge rejection of this in Europe. Hungary is target number one. They're saying they're going to take no one, absolutely no one from Syria. Get that stuff out of there. Ship them back to Germany. But it's interesting because when you listen to these people, there's a new revelation from the Florida nightclub shooting from Omar Mateen, and it is his conversations that he had with the dispatchers during that terror attack. And he's saying basically, you can go to blacklistednews.com, listen to it for yourself. But basically, the U.S. is killing too many children in the Middle East, that the genocide that the U.S. is committing in these Middle Eastern countries is unconscionable, and the U.S. has to be stopped, has to bring attention to it. And, you know, it's an overarching theme. One of the big motivators for a lot of the people that are attacking our country, mind you, in very small ways, wouldn't call them insignificant, but very small attacks, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people being killed, or in the case of the nightclub, upwards of 30 people being shot. But it's something that is definitely not talked about. The media doesn't want to focus on our policy or the blowback that is only to be expected. I mean, I've been talking about this for over a decade, that you can't bomb countries and peoples into loving you. You cannot continue to wage wars, unhinged, illegal, to use the word again, unconscionable wars in the Middle East, and think that there's going to be no repercussions here at home, that people aren't going to take up arms against the United States. And, you know, the unapologetic political ruling elite will never admit that, you know, what we're doing over there is coming back over here. In many cases, of course, I know some of you are saying, Doug, these are inside jobs, false flag operations. And you know, I would agree with you. I treat each one with a case by case basis, and try not to, you know, paint things with broad brushes, though it is easy. But I mean, and of course, there's so many strange things about Omar Mateen, his father's connections to the CIA, the fact that he had front row at Hillary Clinton's fundraiser there in Florida, right there after. There are 100 things that are wrong with the shooting at the nightclub in Florida. And we're seeing more and more of that with what I've now coined the chicken bomber in New York City. So we'll talk about him on the other side. Your phone calls, your thoughts, your text, 512-222-3067. On the other side is Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Rahani in New York City. Interesting guy. Not a very good terrorist. ISIS wants nothing to do with this staged attack. And you would think that, you know, if you're ISIS, you might as well just take responsibility and make claims that, you know, that this is one of the many, many terrorist attacks that they can perpetrate against people in the United States, instilling fear and all that good stuff. You know, there's some weird things that happened with the story. Number one, you know, Rouhani was caught pretty easily. They found a fingerprint on the bomb. They immediately tracked it back to Rouhani. They went on a manhunt. He was hanging out in a doorway where you would just have to expect that you'd be found right after, bombing several civilian areas. You decide to take a nap and somehow end up in a firefight. Of course, all of the pictures, the graphics, the imagery of this firefight were immediately released to the media. Those things, definitely raise, some red flags for me, Doug Owen. It's not a very good bomb. The Christmas lights, the pressure cooker, it looks like something that, my 2-year-old would have put together from, maybe the Inspire magazine, the Al-Qaeda ISIS-driven publication, not CIA or any intelligence services. But that's where you find the plans for your pressure cooker bomb. The fact that nobody died wasn't very efficient. This guy had been traveling around the world with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security's knowledge. The glaring fact is that the one takeaway I would think for most people should be that even if the government wants to keep you protected, and even if they know everything that you're doing online and everything that Mr. Rouhani was doing online and all the places that he traveled and all the people that he had engaged with and entered commerce with, there's still very little the government can do to prevent terror attacks. So I've said it for years. How about you just give me back my freedom and liberty and do the best you can with keeping us safe from terrorists? I'm sure that the efficiency will change to a very minute level. There will be almost no significant difference between whether or not we actually have privacy, the Fourth Amendment alive and well in this country, and whether or not we have terror attacks. Of course, this generated lots of fear, lots of hype. And it was just a few weeks ago, I think it was John Kerry, who said that the media shouldn't cover things like this as much, so the American people wouldn't know about all these terrorist attacks. They wouldn't be so worried about it. And I guess he's kind of right in a certain kind of odd way. Anyway, let's go to Kentucky and talk to Mike. You could be part of the show as well. 800-313-9443. Mike, welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Hey, if maybe the media would quit covering so much of the just junk, mind-numbing, eye-candy junk, then maybe the country wouldn't be in the shape that it's in, I noticed you had an article up a while back on glyphosate showing up in the vaccines, the Roundup, and I didn't get to fully read that. I was wondering, did you cover that on the air at all? I don't get to listen every
I don't know
week.
If I brought it to the show or not. It's not surprising considering that Roundup is in 90% of drinking water and rainwater here in this country. I don't know if it's that big of a deal considering that it might be probably one of the most inert ingredients in vaccines.
We've gotten notices after the fact for stuff that exceeds the acceptable levels in our tap water. I don't know about your site. I haven't looked at all your advertisers, but RBN does offer a pretty good little filter called a Berkey Light, which reduces the MTBE and some of the, trihalomethanes and all that sort of stuff. We've been using it, for about 8 or 10 years, and I finally sold my dad on it after he had a kidney issue, and you can definitely taste the difference. My boy can taste the difference in it, in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And he won't hardly drink water anywhere else. It's not filtered now. He's 10 years old. But I would advise people to try to look into that. Of course, you can filter even rainwater and even water out of the creek if you need to, if it's in an emergency situation. But it seems to me like there's a mass conditioning against being prepared. It's kind of silly. you, but even our Kentucky Emergency Management Agency at the state level tells everybody to have 3 weeks' worth of water, medication, and food on hand, but I don't know hardly anybody that does. It's so sad.
Yeah, and if you have 4 weeks, then you're a person of interest. Then you might be a survivalist or one of those. There's nothing wrong with filtering your water. I've got a Berkey Light. I went ahead and invested in the stainless steel one. I would say anybody out there that's looking at one of those filter systems, go ahead, get stainless steel, because the plastic are okay, but they're only going to last for so long. They're probably more
portable. They don't last that great, but you know, what my dad did was he got one of those water cooler jugs and used a Dremel tool to cut the top of it out so it fits perfectly in there, and it works great. And he was able to, you know, he's older or something, they like the convenience to be able to see that they're not going to overfill the thing, and so the water you can fill it up until you fill up your whatever that is, 4 gallon water cooler jug. It works pretty good for them. But what I meant to call about was that I think right now it seems like to me the independent media across this country is being put under attack, and the stupid thing is, if you've seen all this hacking of cars and just about everything is being hacked one way or another, it's demonstrated that it's vulnerable, and they're wanting to put driverless cars on the road, and they're trying to take the automobile industry, the phone companies, and the cable companies are fighting over our spectrum to try to get as many of the TV channels off the air as possible. And right now, that is pretty much the only way you can watch a media and not have it be a two-way connection. All of these satellite receivers, cable boxes, and that sort of stuff, they phone home what you're watching. Even the smart TVs now, if you've got a Wi-Fi available for that smart TV, as Samsung and others have admitted, they're phoning home your metrics and profiling your interest profile, and of course the government piggybacks off that and gets your threat matrix file adjusted to, ooh, he's watching too much, you know, MacGyver, he probably knows how to build a bomb, you know, but that sort of thing, and watching all your purchases through your discount cards for your grocery stores and that kind of stuff. And from my own personal experience, the technocratic state that we are in right now is prone to electronically harass people. And even with evidence of this, the news reporters don't want to cover it. I just have to wonder, how do they mass condition people across several different media platforms, news producers, some of which I personally know, and in one case, a newspaper circulation department employee was personally affected by this, and the reporters knew her and knew she wasn't making it up, and they say, I can't help you with this story, you know, and literally, I would say I have hundreds of people that have been illegally wiretapped, and it resulted in me being electronically harassed by people's phone audio when it was phones are off, folded up in a purse, in a leather belt pouch, and the audio's coming through and locking up my phone to where I can't even dial 911. And none of the phone company people can fix it. When I brought it up here recently, we have two phone lines at our local TV studio. For something like 14 years, it was locking up our fax line so that we couldn't receive obituaries from the local funeral homes. And in some cases, the funeral director would have to print them out and drive them down to the studio because I'd come in on a Monday morning, and our fax would have been locked up for most of the weekend because of a few of these calls coming in and locking up the phone. And I'll just ask you, anybody else out there, can you call somebody's phone and lock it up? You can't. I mean, and ring it for 45 minutes usually, and at this time, our local phone company, it would, after 21 rings, because I counted it, it would say, your party is not answering. Please hang up and call your try your call again. And our phone line was programmed to answer after three rings for the fax. So I got cussed out by a Bell Lab scientist who said I didn't know what I was talking about and this couldn't happen. Of course, here comes William Binney and Russell Tice and eventually Snowden to back up what I was saying, that they can do this sort of stuff with the phones. So right. It's been going on for a lot longer than the Patriot Act. This goes back into the late 90s, like 96, 97. Can't get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Nobody seems interested. It's just ridiculous. They've given them retroactive immunity for this stuff. So at some point, what do we do?
Mike, I appreciate the call, man, and let me respond to some of this, because you've definitely touched upon a lot of points here when it comes to electronic harassment and the Internet of Things. I think that a lot of people are pretty open with their information. A lot of people think that if you're doing nothing wrong, or that if you're like me, you're just boring. You know, my life is uninteresting, and what you do is probably not all that interesting to the government, that you have nothing to worry about. I think that most people are okay with giving out a lot of information about their whereabouts, how they bank, who they do, you know, transactions with monetarily. I think that most people, including those people in media, don't think it's really that big of a deal. And so you see, like, Progressive, they have a tracker that the insurance company, that is, they have a tracker that you can plug into your car that tracks, you know, whether or not, I guess, you're making full stops and how fast you're going, and you get discounts and adjusted rates for having Big Brother ride with you in the car. Most people are okay with that. I mean, if you look at Pokemon Go, I mean, you know, it's geo-tracking and using your location to, you know, create, you know, I mean, not even something that's monetarily beneficial, but just, you know, this kind of virtual world where you get virtual animals to fight other virtual animals. It's kind of like cockfighting in the digital world. I know it's weird. I was trying to explain that to my wife. She's like, "What is Pokemon?" I'm like, "Well, it's kind of like cockfighting, you know, dog fighting. It's just mythical characters that you do it with." She's like, "Ah." Oh. So, you know, as much as I think that, you know, some of the other things that you were talking about, the, you know, electronic harassment, I get a lot of people that email me and say that they're being electronically harassed. I think that for some people, even myself included at times, I have to wonder, you know, what is it that you have, or what is it that you're doing that makes you the target, and why would the government spend this much time to harass you? And, you know, not to say that they aren't, not to say that, and I don't think that most of these people that email me are crazy, are you know, off kilter, and I don't think Mike is either, but I would say that most people, you know, and these are just my generalizations, think that, you know, why would they bother you? Probably not really happening. And so it's very easy for the media to completely dismiss that. Of course, the Internet of Things, having everything that you own have an IP address and everything, constantly, you know, taking information, taking video, audio, you know, what's in your refrigerator, and providing that to you and your Facebook friends, and updating your statuses for you, blah, 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 blah. Choke me with a knife is fine. You know, I have a Samsung Smart TV, and I've got a digital HD antenna. I'm too cheap to pay for cable. I don't care if they know I'm watching MacGyver all day long, because I tell you, people out there listening to this show, that's all I watch. A-Team MacGyver all day long. you know, I'm not really that interested. I think that, you know, you get a pretty skewed view of Doug Owen if you look at what my TV's playing, because it's more than likely my 2-year-old playing with a remote control. If it's on, it's in the background, and most of the stuff that's on the TV we're disinterested with anyway. Something I tried to kill a long time ago. I killed my TV successfully for about 5 years, and somehow one creeped back into my life. So, you know, what can you do? I think if people want to, you know, have less information about themselves be put out there, you have to kind of subscribe to the Luddite ideology. No smart TVs. Get less technical. Put less things on the web. Don't get yourself a Nest thermostat. It's monitoring and listening to everything that you're doing. But why do people put up with it? I don't think most people mind. And, you know, somebody like myself who has been a constant advocate for, you know, protections from surveillance, from, you know, the apparatus that is the military-industrial complex, I voice these concerns to people all the time, and people just don't care that everything that they do, every piece of information they share is available to those inside of Facebook. The convenience outweighs it 10 times over. And that's fine. I mean, people get to make choices as to how they live their lives. I think that, you know, the more information you have, the better chance for you to make a good informed decision about what you want to put on Facebook. I have Facebook. I don't interact with it much. It's primarily a feed for news and to promote this radio show. I don't talk to people over it. I don't use the instant messenger. You know, I'm one of the few. And even though I guess I'm kind of laid back in my approach to it, because I'm past the point of getting offended and screaming at people, don't turn on your Facebook. I used to be like that. And I realized, you know, people like it and they want it. And I think that most people are aware now of the, you know, the potential risks and the downside of, you know, centralized information. And the ones that are aware, like myself, use it very, very hesitantly. And some of you are all in. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. And we didn't even get to Syria. No fly zones being proposed by the U.S. Of course, the UN aid convoy that was attacked has been a political football. And, well, we're going to see things heating up in the next few months in Syria. It's definitely being leveraged. Of course, Bashar al-Assad is being, I think, put on the block by the Russians. And a little vodka, a little John Kerry, a little Lavrov. And, well, you know, they seem to come to a consensus. They tried to put together a ceasefire that has not worked. The U.S. continues to support and to the angst of Turkey, arm the Kurds. We have so many different proxy wars kind of playing out there right now. The question becomes, who will finally break the back of Assad? Will it be the jihadists, the Kurds? Will this all fall to pieces because Turkey, of course, hates the Kurds? That's one of the interesting dynamics. You have so many different people that are on the ground, very few of them Syrians. Very few of the people that are engaging in war actually, you know, are Syrian people that are engaged in a civil war. Even fewer and fewer and fewer of those. Few other things have happened. Few other notable things. FBI has finally released Tesla documents on the Tesla death ray, ball lightning, and a lot more. If you go to blacklistednews.com, you can find some of the notes and memos that were taken by the FBI following his death. Are those all inclusive? Probably not. I know a lot of you believe that free energy and everything else, every other, I don't know, disease curing, you know, Royal Raymond Rife type machine have been, you know, built by the government, and they keep that secret to, of course, oppress the people. I don't know if I buy quite all of that, but I'm pretty close to that. I do believe that there are technologies that the U.S. government would not want the market to see, not just to, you know, keep the American people underneath the jackboot of tyranny, but that they would not want competing in international markets. They wouldn't want the Chinese to get and things like that. So very interesting that they've released some of this. FOIA requests have been throttled at the government for years, and now they're starting to bring some of that out. And out to, I know, a lot of people that are very, very interested. If you remember Guccifer, the Romanian hacker, now they're blaming him as being a Russian insider working for the Kremlin. That has become the meme that the Russians are working with the alt-right and working with Trump. All of that. We may hear some of that in the debates. Anyway, he released this letter saying that Hillary Clinton is the high priest of the occult. And when Guccifer talks, I listen. In a handwritten letter to Fox News, Guccifer calls Hillary Clinton one of the high priests, a goddess of the occult, satanic, shadowy groups. And that was what he was trying to expose. He says, though, I know I invest a great deal of time and effort trying to expose the crimes, the Rockefellers, the Bush clan, the Clintons, and many other. Maybe my skills or lack of skills were not matching my faith. Yeah, sounds like a crazy conspiracy theorist, doesn't he? Anyway, guys, food for thought. Check out blacklistednews.com. We will curate more and more content throughout the week as we do per usual. Go to blacklistedradio.com. We'll have the full version of the show available to you shortly. And I want to thank all of you. It's good to see some of the old friends there in the chat room for listening to the program. I will be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted News Radio. Until then, take care.